This is a recording of the open session of the Federal Election Commission held on November 19, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next matter is consideration of policy to place first general counsel reports on the public record. Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-72-B.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. The motion passes 6-0. And are we ready to begin, Council?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the last open session of the Commission, we presented a recommendation on the subject of putting First General Counsel's reports on the public record. It's contained in document 09-72. There was also a proposal pending by the Vice Chairman, Commissioners Hunter and McGann, in 09-72A. That is where the Commission left off in this matter, and we have nothing to add to our presentation from the week before last.
Thank you very much. Are there any further comments? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank the staff for an excellent and detailed memo that put us in a position to get to this point. And I also want to thank the Vice Chairman in particular for working with me on ironing out a document that we all felt comfortable putting our names on, and that's a good thing. We started with Council's recommendation. I think we, even though it's a shorter document, we ended up with expanded disclosure under this. We're going to have better transparency. It's an issue that's familiar to all of us, whether we were going to, I think we've known for a while we were going to get to this point of putting the First General Counsel's reports back on the public record, and I'm glad that we're there today, and going to do it not only prospectively but retroactively and fill in all the gaps so that ultimately it might take us a while to, I think some of them are back in the archives, and it might take us a while to dig them all out, but eventually they will all be up on the public record, and the public record will be complete, and that will be a good thing.
Thank you. Any further comment? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the agency that's charged with administering and enforcing the disclosure requirements of the Federal Election Campaign Act, I suppose it's appropriate that that we are adopting a policy that further promotes disclosure and transparency with respect to the deliberative process within the agency when it comes to enforcement matters. And so I am happy that we've been able to get to a place where all six of us can put our names to this new policy. I think it does promote transparency, and I think it also in the process promotes compliance, because I think that allows the public practitioners, journalists, others who may be interested in our work to have a better understanding of how we reach the decisions we do. And that gives them, I think, a fuller and more complete view of the legal framework within which we operate. So I'm pleased to support this. I think it's always a positive step when government agencies on their own initiative look and evaluate their current internal procedures and make the necessary adjustments as necessary. So I think that providing more disclosure in terms of putting First General Counsel's reports on the public record is a proper thing. So I want to thank Commissioner Weintraub. I'll thank Commissioner McGann for his efforts on this one as well, in terms of the ways he had a lot. One of the underlying documents to this document was one that emerged from his office, and so I think he deserves a lot of credit on pushing this ball forward towards the goal line. And I'm glad that we're in a place where all six of us can feel comfortable about the document on which we're about to vote. If I can just modify my comments just further, I would be remiss also to not point out Ashley Stowe, who is the Republican floater, the person who helps all the Republican commissioners on our side, who did a tremendous job, not only in terms of crafting the document, but also going through and doing a lot of the legwork and helping flesh out the historical practices of disclosure here at the commission, and was an invaluable resource on that front. And also before, I'd also be remiss if I didn't thank Mr. Calvert and Ms. St. Louis Mathis for the very fine memo that they put together, which also provided a tremendous amount of rich historical detail on the disclosure practices of the commission throughout its history. So I hope I haven't missed anybody. If I have, then I'll track you down and give you a good pat on the back afterwards.
Thank you very much. Any further comments? We have a motion. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of our new proposed statement of policy regarding placing of First General Counsel's reports on the public record as set forth in agenda document number 09-72-B.
Thank you very much. Any further comment? If not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much, Council.